One of the biggest challenges facing South Africa is the lack of housing for millions of citizens. A man who has personal experiences of the deplorable conditions residents face living in hostels around the city is MMC for Human Settlements in the city of Johannesburg, Mlungisi Mbaso. The politician who celebrates his 31st birthday next week says he is resolute that he will improve the living conditions of the city's poor, especially after he himself lived at the Dube Hostel for 9 years. Well, we welcome to the program this morning, MMC Mbaso. Mr. Mbaso, we thank you for your time. Good morning and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you and good morning to the listeners as well.
Okay, so you are the youngest MMC in the council. You have youth on your side. But in regards housing, you also have personal experience. You lived for 9 years in the Dube Hospital. What is your plan in terms of improving the conditions in the city's 300-odd informal settlements?
Well, thank you very much. I can just confirm to you that the city of Johannesburg got 211 recognized informal settlements.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those that we are still working on to recognize as well. And most of the informal settlements are due to land invasions that it occurred in the last 3 years. So those are the challenges now that the city has faced. But second to that, you've got hostels that are around the city of Johannesburg that are managed by the city of Johannesburg. You've got backyard dwellers that are non-regulated renters who are staying in our townships, who are also expecting us to provide them with houses. So now what we have done as the city, we have introduced programs. One of those programs is the informal settlement upgrade. And I have dedicated the month of March to purely deal with the informal settlement upgrade, where I'll be on the ground visiting the informal settlement, engaging with the leadership of the informal settlement and the residents within the informal settlements, because we've come to realize now that if we are going to wait for the houses to be built, that process takes time, and we are unable to provide more people with houses the financial year. So we only give almost to 3,000 people per year, and yet we are dealing with the 468,000 housing backlog in the city of Johannesburg. So informal settlement upgrade is going to assist us in making sure that we deal with the issue of housing backlog in the city of Johannesburg, because when you upgrade the informal settlement, you realign it, you put in permanent services, you give people tax credits, so that when they've got financial muscle, they'll be able to build for themselves, or they will wait for government to come and build them the RDP houses, but at least they will have their spaces to stay on, unlike how the informal settlements are congested at the moment. And then the other program that we have introduced is the hostel development. We have started at Helen Joseph. We have started at Matala Hostel in Alexandra. We are continuing at Dube, at Midlands Hostel, and at Deep Kloof. We are working with the province at Jablani Hostel. So that is also another program that we have introduced that is also assisting us to deal with the housing backlog in the city of Johannesburg. And the other issue is those that are non-regulated renters who are staying in the backyard in our township. So we are working with Joshco. There are 4 mega projects that we have launched, where we are going to invite those that do not qualify for RDP giveaway houses and that do not qualify for bonded. So we are trying to address that issue of those that are in the gap market through Joshco as our social housing entity. So we've got 4 mega projects that we have launched for Joshco, and we are going to give them that opportunity and that dignity so that they do not stay in the back rooms, but at least they've got a home for their family and for their children.
Many people would be wondering that where's the money going to come from? We know nationally, provincially, and in terms of municipalities, coffers are strained because of COVID-19.
That's true. We are operating under a very limited budget. But the good thing is that the minister, she also wants to see us upgrading the informal settlement. So there is, she had made a budget available for us as the city of Johannesburg. But currently we've got almost like 221 million just for informal settlements upgrade alone. It's not enough. It will not be able to cater for all the 211 recognized informal settlements. But we need to start somewhere with the limited budget that we have. And same thing applies with the hostels. We are working under a very limited budget, but we are engaging with the province and the national, you know, for them to allocate us more funds so that we are able to eradicate this hostel. With Joshco, we are working with private sector because we have invited them to come and assist in the space. And I can confirm that four companies have come forward, so we are working with them in this social houses, and SHRA is also assisting us, and the province is also assisting us in that space. They are providing resources for us.
Well, one final issue that we want to get your thoughts on, MMC, is the issue of land invasions. I mean, we are headquartered here in Lanesia. In just this year alone, there's been a number of land invasions. People have gone to court, they've got court orders, but they can't evict because of COVID-19. And it seems like the syndicates that run these operations and then let it out to the people who actually reside there are taking advantage of the lockdown regulations. What's the plans in terms of land invasions? As much as people require housing, land invasions has become a problem.
Well, you know, with land invasions, there are two scenarios. One is a criminal syndicate of people who are selling, who are illegally selling stamps to our people because they are vulnerable.
Mm.
Two, you've got people who are genuinely looking for places to stay. So we have open cases because we are aware of this criminal syndicate. And we are, one case in point that I can refer to, it's in Slovo, where we have been told now that there are people who are selling stones. And the other case is in Mountain View, where we have been told that people are selling stones. And we have open cases with the law enforcement agency. And there are people who are genuinely looking for places to stay. We have several times requested our people to be patient with us. We know they are frustrated, they've been waiting for too long, but they cannot take the law into their own hands. They must allow government processes to unfold. They must not take the law into their own hands, because we are going to respond, and when we respond, people will think that we are not being human to them. But at the same time, we cannot just allow anarchy and lawlessness in the city of Johannesburg. So hence, we always request our residents to call us at all times when they see people grabbing land illegally, so that we send in the enforcement agencies to respond immediately, because
Is there anything that can be done under COVID regulations? Can you evict illegal land invaders under lockdown regulations?
When they invade, we do evict them. We do respond, but it depends. If we've been alerted on time, so we are able to respond immediately. So nothing stops us from doing that. So if people see them creeping land, they must just call us. And we have responded. We've responded in Loli. We have responded in Ivory Park. We have responded in so many areas. And even those that invaded houses in Slehof during lockdown, we responded during lockdown. So they must admit, because we are really fighting invasions. And because the other challenge is that it also disturbs our programs as the city, because there are some portions of land that are earmarked for development.
Yes.
You know, so people cannot invest in a country or in the city where people grab land and it devalues their properties. You know, so those are the things that we are trying to address. Those are the things that we are trying to fight as the city. But we are working very well with JMPT, but we really request our residents to give us a call and alert us whenever there are land invasions, because when we respond immediately, nothing stops us from the regulation and from doing that, because when you the message that you have sent to our residents that if you invade during lockdown, we are going to evict you during lockdown.
Mr. Mabaso, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.